Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Thursday night in Laguna Beach, and that means another episode of Why Not Radio here on KX93.5. I am Josh T. Landau, and that was new music from Yesayers, just released fourth record, Amen and Goodbye, called Dead Sea Scrolls. And we got a lot of stuff on the show tonight, from new albums or new releases, new, since I didn't get to play too much new stuff last week. We had a great session with Sunflower Bean, but that did cut down on the time spent and the number of songs that you get to hear. So let's just keep going. Hot Hot Heat just announced their final album, but that's actually a good thing in that we kind of thought that Hot Hot Heat might have just broken up with no goodbye, but now we're getting a goodbye album from them. It's going to be self-titled, coming out on June 24th. They premiered the first single from the album called Kid Who Stays in the Picture, which frontman Steve Bays says is about parting ways with a best friend, as well as the importance of fighting to stay young at heart and holding on to your innocence for as long as you can. Sounds like it's somewhat autobiographical, dealing with the breakup of Hot Hot Heat. So let's hear Kid Who Stays in the Picture from Hot Hot Heat here on Why Not Radio.
This is Lou.
And this is Higgins, Bentley.
Bass.
We're Hot at Heat. We're here on Why Not Radio.
Yeah. fair. You know what happens, you keep pulling on the strand. Everything starts slowly unraveling. If you keep on, keep on pulling, pulling, keep on pushing, pushing. Keep on, keep on pulling, pulling, keep on pushing, pushing. You take the minuses and leave me with the pluses. My sweet serotonin rushes.
New music from Fujiya and Miyagi, who are going to be releasing, instead of a new album, a series of three EPs that will, well, eventually form a full LP in early 2017. But EP 1 is going to be out on May 27th and features that really cool tune called Serotonin Rushes. Have to say it like that because that's how they do it. Fujiya and Miyagi here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. A very long tune, but the first single from their album that just came out, Jupiter. That one's Love Soldier from Magic Wands. And next we're going to get into a fun kind of punky set, starting with a band from Seattle, Washington. Actually, the next two bands going to be from Seattle, Washington. They're probably friends. Tangerine is up first, though, from their recently released album Sugar Teeth. Let's hear Tender, parentheses, Array from Tangerine. And then, yeah, gonna follow it up with some Taco Cat here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. Hey,
control me always. This is how we learn.
Pretty sure I've played Tancred here on the show before, but not that song. That's another one from their album that just came out, their third album, Out of the Garden. Yeah, it came out last week, and that was Control Me from Tancred. Jessica Abbott from the band Now Now fronts that band, and I don't know if Now Now is still a band, because I think they were from Minnesota, and Tancred is based in Maine. Or maybe I'm just wrong because they're two states that both start with the letter M. I don't know. But nonetheless, the Tancred album is really good, so check it out, called Out of the Garden. Before that, we heard from Mean Jeans with Night Vision. And, of course, I had to throw in something else from Taco Cat. Dana Catherine Scully is the first track on their excellent new album, Lost Time. One of my favorite albums this year so far, and of course that song about the X-Files character, and they put out a really fun video for it as well. Now let's hear from The Last Shadow Puppets, who just released their second album like 8 years after the first one. It's called Everything You've Come to Expect, and this is The Element of Surprise from The Last Shadow Puppets, of course, being Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys and Miles Kane here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
last one before you. I'm still a sucker for it.
Hi, this is Graham from Tokyo Police Club.
Hey, this is Dave from Tokyo Police Club, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
Radio. Why not to listening your end, Club Police Tokyo.
Los Angeles band Decorations with the single Promise here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. We are still waiting on a debut album from Decorations, but that's another solid single from them. Tokyo Police Club before that with another one from their upcoming EP, Melancholy and the Infinite Radness Part 1. Obviously the title, a little play on words from the classic Smashing Pumpkins album. I wonder if Billy Corgan has had anything to say or even knows about that. That one was the second song that we've heard from the EP, which is out. I think it's out tomorrow, actually, and it's called PCH. And now we're going to go to England for our final full set of the night with Yak starting us off. Yak have had a bunch of singles out, but are gearing up for their full-length debut on May 13th called Alas Salvation, and this is going to be on that. It's called Harbor the Feeling. It's Yak on Why Not Radio.
Hi, this is Leela from The Duke Spirit. You are listening to Why Not Radio.
Thank you.
Well, we spent most of that set in the UK, but hopped continents to Australia for that last song from Sydney band Spooky Land, who will be releasing their debut album Beauty Already Beautiful on May 6th. And we heard the song Big Head from Spooky Land here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. Before that, the Duke Spirit, who we haven't heard from in a little while. In fact, a couple of the members of that band had a side project going on while other members were having babies and stuff. But now they're back and doing a new album, which is being funded by Kickstarter or Pledge Music or one of those fan funding websites. And it's coming out on May 13th called Kin. That was one of the few singles that they've put out piecemeal to their fans who have been funding the project. It was called Hands from the Duke Spirit. And Nye Harvest, also in that set, they had an album out maybe a little over a year ago, but just released a couple of new singles, including that one, Just Like You. And just like that, the show is just about over. I am Josh T. Landau. I will catch you next week for an all-new episode of Why Not Radio here at KX93.5. And I'll leave you for tonight with Louisiana band Brass Bed, who will be releasing their fourth album, In the Yellow Leaf, next week. And this is the second single from it called More Than You Can Imagine. It's Brass Bed on Why Not Radio. Good night.